at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of saxophonists James Carter and Frank West with our special guest, Bill Crane. Conan O'Brien, trumpet player Mark Pender pays a visit, and Nedra gets those end-of-the-year bowl game blues. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome your 12th Street Jump host, it's Pearl McDonald.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I hope everyone's doing all right this evening. We have a fantastic show. Hope you had a good holiday. David, did you have a nice holiday, David?
Holiday?
Yes.
Holiday? Yeah, I had a great time.
That's good. I had a great time.
But what did you do?
I did all the usual, presents, food, and cleaning up.
Oh, yeah.
However, there was some interesting news in the world this week.
There was.
Yes. Did you hear that the North Koreans are now calling Kim Jong-un their supreme commander?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I guess that's a commander with pepperoni sausage and all the veggies.
You know, being a jazz musician, health is always on my mind. And speaking of food, I read somewhere that scientists have proven that eating trans fats can lead to brain shrinkage. Although that is the least embarrassing form of shrinkage.
Now, if you think that's bad, did you know White Castle is considering adding beer and wine to the menu? It's for people who aren't already drunk enough to eat at White Castle. Well, I do hope you guys are hungry for some great music, because we have a great show for you tonight. Let's get things started with Joe, Tyrone, Mike performing the James Carter recorded. That James Carter recorded Benny Golson, Whisper Not.
Thank you.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of Detroit reed man James Carter. Born January 3, 1969, Carter learned to play the clarinet and saxophone from Donald Washington, who invited Carter to become a member of his youth jazz ensemble. When he was just 19, James joined trumpet player Lester Bowie's group, which took Carter to New York City.
On his 2000 album, Chasing the Gypsy, James Carter performed with his cousin, the celebrated jazz violinist, Regina Carter. Carter has won the Downbeat Critics' Choice Award for baritone saxophone several years in a row.
Besides being a saxophonist virtuoso, Carter's an authority on vintage horns and owns an extensive collection. He's performed on Grammy-nominated projects for Karn Allison, the World Saxophone Quartet, Wynn Marsalis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and the Mingus Big Band.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that have made James Carter famous. To get that job done, we're going to need a great sax player ourselves, and that would be our special guest, Bill Crane.
All right. How you doing, Bill?
Doing very well, thank you.
Man, you've been around the saxophone for a while.
I have a little bit.
Yeah. Around saxophone players. You have saxophone record was on the charts this year from Bobby Watson with the Gates Barbecue Suite.
Absolutely.
And from your fine studio here in Kansas City, Kansas. Man, James Carter, what do you think about that young man? He's got something going on, huh?
He has a lot going on, as a matter of fact, on all the saxes. He doesn't discriminate among saxophones.
Well, that's the way to do it, you know. put it in the mouth, and if it makes noise, keep working.
That's right. And he believes that totally. He really does. He just jumps up there and tells everybody else to watch.
You know, he reminds me of Kansas City and Ben Kennard.
It does.
You know,
it does.
He got his start on the baritone saxophone, and then just crazy, mm-hmm. and you know, crazy enough to walk the bar or whatever.
Well, that's
right.
Even though Carter's a modern player, let's say, he jumps back in time. He really does, because he's not one of these guys that some guys who are just super wonderful players. You get out there and the first thing that comes to your mind, they spent their whole life in a closet practicing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the way they kind of sound. They're great, but Carter doesn't sound that way. He's done that, of course, but he doesn't sound like that.
He
gets out there and just like cuts loose. You know?
Got that excitement.
Yeah, he really does. And you don't know what he's going to do next. You've got to be on your toes around him.
I don't know what I'm going to do next. So you've got a
taking up saxophone, aren't you?
You've got a young son in Bobby Watson's program here at UMKC.
No, he's graduated.
He's graduated.
He's graduated.
He's out in the world,
he's
making
the
big bucks in jazz music.
That's
making the big bucks in jazz music.
Yeah, working on that.
Right?
Working on that.
Let's get back to the music. How about it, Joe? What are we going to start with tonight?
This is a tune from James Carter's recording entitled "Conversin' with the Elders." And it's a great Lester Young tune called "Lester Leaps In." Thank you.
Jump Band with Mr. Bill Crane, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Now, for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. Now, if Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl,
is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from a Mr. Oon in North Korea. He says, "Dear Dr. Pearl, you may have heard I just got a promotion. Now I'm the big Kim Chi. I may look like the Pillsbury Doughboy's evil cousin, but I deserve some respect. You know what I mean? Dr. Pearl, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I want respect! Respect! I want to be remembered for something more than being a crazy Kim who's not a Kardashian. Can you help me? Please help me.
Darling, I'm going to do my best to help you.
Help me!
Because issues need to be covered. You got a tough job, but here we go. You're in the footsteps of your dear departed daddy. You want the world to think you're cool, not just another baddie. Call a press conference. Say you'll promise to behave. Make sure the only thing you're nuking is done in the microwave.
Dr. Pearl.
Feed the hungry, hungry masses.
Dr. Pearl.
And attend some English classes.
Dr. Pearl.
And darling, ditch the cheap sunglasses. Dump that Don King hairdo as well.
Now, Dr. Pearl, the next letter is from Callista in Iowa. Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm out here telling everyone how wonderful my nudie is, but all anybody wants to talk about is those teensy little mistakes he made before he met me and became an angel. He doesn't look at other women anymore, except for Ann Coulter, and I don't think she counts. Dr. Pearl, what else can I do to help my nudie win this caucus?
Okay, well, I have to tell you, when you first said your wonderful nudie, I thought this might be a call for Dr. Ruth or Dr. Oz, but now I understand who you are discussing. It's a tough, tough sell, darling, even in Iowa, where they tend to be a little more kind. I'm going to help you, however. I'm going to give you advice to get over this one. You're telling voters, make Newt your nominee.
No!
But all they can remember is you are wifey number three. If he wants my vote, Cal, here's one thing sure to please. I'll give up a tax cut for something sweet from Tiffany.
Dr. Pearl.
We still think he's a twit.
Dr. Pearl.
But you can help him just a bit.
Dr. Pearl.
Remind us all that he's not Mitt. Now, he looks like the real Pillsbury Doughboy.
Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. Dr. Pearl.
Yes, yes.
Can you help me?
David, I would if I could.
Oh, I wish you would.
But we're limited on
dear,
time.
Help me now. You know, if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl is playing your song.
Oh. Oh, yeah. People, stick around. There is more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Besides James Carter, we celebrate the birthday of another great sax player, Kansas City's own Frank West. Born here back in 1922, West moved to Washington, D.C., where he began playing in the big bands of the day. After the war, he joined Billy Eckstine's Progressive Jazz Orchestra. He moved from Eckstine to the Count Basie Orchestra, playing flute and tenor sax on many of Basie's best-known hits.
From 1959 to 1964, Frank West won the Downbeat Critics Poll for flute. He was a member of Clark Terry's big band from 67 to 77 and worked with top musicians from Benny Carter and Dr. Billy Taylor to Mel Torme and Louis Belson to the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lutobacken Jazz Orchestra. In 2007, West was named an NEA Jazz Master.
Here's Billy Crane in the band with a tune that Frank West recorded from the Basie songbook, Shiny Stockings.
Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Mel Gibson had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Best Buy made some shipments, but they canceled all the rest. They pretended things were very cool, yeah, till Christmas Eve when they confessed. From now on, you'll have to shop at Goodbye, because they had to drop the best.
The Russians are demonstrating. They're not feeling too secure. Yes, in Moscow, they're demonstrating. They say that Putin can endure. I guess they finally found a problem that even vodka can't cure.
The NBA has started. The season will be shorter. The good news for LeBron. Now he can quit in the third quarter.
Be sure to check the spelling before getting a new tattoo.
Go out and have a good week. That's all for Blues in the News.
Now, here is our own Nedra Dixon with a Cole Porter tune that Frank West recorded. Just one of those things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one we thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. But the end of it, we'd have started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Just one of those things.
Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
Now, if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. Dave, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Well, you know, Christmas, isn't that a great time of year?
It is.
It's the best time of year to get Dad some cool jazz. I got that Frank Sinatra thing, that new Frank Sinatra thing. Oh, oh. Man. Swinging all the best hits. Oh, my gosh, it was great. You know, our honoree this week, James Carter.
Yes.
He's got a CD on the charts. It's swinging like crazy. And it's called At the Crossroads, James Carter on MRC. It's an organ trio kind of thing. At number 13 on the charts this week. And there's a new one just out. If you want to check out some new jazz, Ira Sullivan. He's a multi-instrumentalist from Chicago, Illinois, who actually lives in Miami. He never flies. Did you know that? Ira never flies. Drives around in the car full of instruments. Plays all the reeds, plays all the trumpets. Seriously. And Christian McBride. He has two albums in the top 10 this week.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not.
He has a duets album in the top 10. where he's doing duets with like Dee Dee Bridgewater and many other cats, you know, like Dr. Billy Taylor. He's got one of the last recordings of Dr. Billy Taylor on his new recording. And then a big band album from Christian McBride called That Good Feeling. And anytime Christian McBride is playing in the bass, it's a good feeling.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
I definitely do.
You know what I'm talking about?
I now know what I'm going to do with my little gift cards to all the bookstores. Pick up some jazz music.
There aren't any bookstores left.
Then I have not a clue what I'm going to do with my gift cards. Use them as bookmarkers.
You got to go online.
I can use
iTunes or Nipster.
I can use your tunes.
Nipster. You know, any of those things. All those things.
Okay, well, I will go there, but we need to celebrate some birthdays. Besides James Carter and Frank West, we celebrate the birthdays of organist Wild Bill Davison. It is the birthday week of modern jazz quartet vibraphonist Milt Jackson, bass player Al McKibben, and tenor saxophonist Chris Potter. We also celebrate the birthdays of vocalist Susanna McCorkle and trumpet player Dizzy Reese. And let's not forget the birthday of a jazz funny man, Mr. Slim Gaylord.
Arute, avute, abide, abebe, mucho, cucho, arite. You got it?
I got it, and I guess I have to dig it as well.
A jazz-o-wuto. A jazz-o-wuto like Uto. Aren't you glad you're doing it this week instead of Pete?
I guess that was a happy birthday saluto.
A happy birthday saluto to Uto Muto. And then a Nuto in the Vuto Ruto.
Well, I'm getting ready for the new year.
You dig?
David's losing his mind up here, and I definitely dig.
Oh, yeah, man.
Is 2012 going to be as much fun, sir?
I think so.
Yeah, if we a Vuto and a Ruto.
You live like jazz, and you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, man, wild jazz. Jazz, yeah.
Dig everyone, it. Stick around. We will be right back with some more 12th Street Jump. Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. James Carter is pretty amazing. He learned to play the saxophone, flute, and clarinet, all that while working at a peanut farm.
Pearl, you're thinking of Jimmy Carter. You know, the nice politician from Georgia, not the nutty one.
Oh, speaking of Newt Gingrich, I read that he can't support Ron Paul because Paul's views are totally outside the mainstream of every decent American, which is like a fish dissing Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
Speaking of Republicans, George H.W. Bush gave his endorsement to Mitt Romney the other day. His son, George W., will be making his own endorsement as soon as he figures out how to flip a coin.
In the meantime, let's bring up a special guest to 12th Street Jump. Back home for the holidays, here's Mark Pender, trumpet player on the Conan O'Brien Show, to join Bill Crane, David, Joe, and the band on a Charlie Parker tune James Carter recorded in his Conversing with the Elders album, Parker's Mood.
Thank you.
heart's full of sorrow. I don't hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? I'm gone to Kansas City, wanna go too. No, you can't make it with me, going to Kansas City. Sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. Cause there ain't nothing in this creamy, dreamy town of honky-tonkin', two-timing, low-down monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time has come that I must leave you. And if I never see your smiling face again, just make a promise to remember, like a Christmas day in December, all through thick and thin, on up until the very end. Charlie Parker's been your friend. Don't hang your head when you see, when you see those six pretty horses pulling me. Put a $20 silver piece on my watch chain. Look at the smile on my face. Sing a song to let the world run free. And hey, don't you cry for me. Don't cry for me. Cause I'm going to Kansas City. Pleasures lyrics.
My
all right, fellas. Thank you.
of the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perky. Ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that's working, no. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. Calm down, believe me, Pappy. Oh, I can't get happy when my ever-loving baby leaves town. Now remember, honey, we're having my mother over for New Year's dinner. What do you mean you'll be watching the bowls? My mother never took any of our dishes. Sugar Bowl, you miss dinner with my mother, and you won't be getting any sugar for a long time. That's what you said last year. You really give a girl the blues. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. I ain't got no telephone numbers, no. Nothing but the balloons. Let's bring back Bill Crane to join Mark Pender and the band on a jazz standard that Frank West recorded on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes and upload manager Brett Schlegel. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping. Thank you.